Riding the Wave. Once you decide to own a task, it doesn't mean you'll feel great when you approach it. If you're a perfectionist, you will likely feel anxious or confused because you're afraid you might fail. Warriors will often feel bored, restless, or irritable. A pleaser may feel apprehension or guilt that owning a task might disappoint others. If you're a rebel, you may feel angry or helpless approaching a task that does not seem important to you. All of these feelings are totally normal, and they do not mean that there's something wrong. Negative emotions are like waves in the ocean. We often tense up and resist them. When we do this, we are more likely to get knocked down by them, or we run away from them by procrastinating. This exercise will help you to learn to ride them. When you get good at this, you'll discover that just like waves in the ocean, all feelings have a beginning, a middle, and an end. Once you learn to relax into them, instead of needing to resist these feelings, you will be better able to approach tasks, get things done, and go where you want to in life. You can do this exercise sitting up or lying down, but make sure to eliminate distractions like your cell phone or computer. To begin, picture a task that you are procrastinating. Try to generate some negative emotion by imagining the task in some detail. Or you can start the task in real life, and once you feel the negative emotion, you can turn on this recording and practice with it. Either way, once you have some uncomfortable emotion, notice where you feel it in your body. It may be a lump in your throat, tightness in your chest, discomfort in your stomach, an increased heart rate. If you're not feeling anything in particular, that's okay. You can still follow along with my instructions and get benefit from this practice. Now bring your attention to your breath. Notice how your chest and belly rise as you breathe in and fall as you breathe out. Don't try to control or adjust how you're breathing. Just notice each inhale and each exhale. With your next inhale, direct your breath to an area of your body where you're experiencing discomfort. As you breathe in, imagine that your breath is surrounding this discomfort and opening up space for it. As you breathe out, let go of control. Remember that you're not trying to get rid of anything. You are simply allowing whatever feeling that may arise to be. The feeling may intensify. It may move to a different part of your body. It may change into another feeling, or it may decrease. All of this is okay. Allow yourself to feel, using your breath to ride the waves of these sensations. No matter how intense they may become, keep breathing into them. Breathe in, soften and surrender to whatever you're experiencing. Breathe out and let go. Just like waves in the ocean, your feelings will ebb and flow. That's okay, just keep breathing. You are practicing how to relax into discomfort itself, letting go of resistance and allowing things to be. As this exercise comes to a close, Congratulate yourself for taking this time to practice a very powerful tool that will help you to ride the waves of difficult emotions. Throughout the day, when you experience anxiety, tension, or any type of discomfort, remind yourself to breathe into it. The better you can ride waves of negative feelings, the better you'll be able to approach, rather than avoid, tasks that are challenging to you.